Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I think you and a lot of other women have been in this situation, Stacey. You're in the basement, you're upstairs, you're somewhere, whatever. You need something from your purse, but you're in the middle of doing something. So you yell to your husband, your boyfriend, "Hey, can you grab that from my purse?" On behalf of guys everywhere, please stop doing that because you're setting us up for failure. We don't know where anything is in your purse. It is like a corn maze that is literally impossible to us. We can't find anything in there. So just please stop asking because it's making us really stressed out.
Purses are not that large. Let's be realistic, right? It's not like we're carrying around a Sobeys bag.
Some purses are like three Sobeys bags once you open it up, though. Like, they look small on the outside, but then on the inside, you're like, what, how? Like,
my husband has the same problem. If he's looking for some chapstick or something, he'll say, where is yours? Mm-hmm. In the inside pocket in my purse. There is only one inside pocket in my purse, and I can see his hand just rifling around. Where is it? Where? Inside pocket of my, like, there's only one, and my purse is so, all that I have inside is literally my wallet, some hand sanitizer, my keys, and a little pill bag. That is basically it, and he's still searching around.
I don't know if you're telling the whole story here, Stacey.
There's like a little tiny compartment that has glass cleaner and maybe some Band-Aids. Whoopie-ding.
You know what? It's just tough finding...
It just said whoopie-ding.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but it's just tough going through there because I still think that you're lying and you have way more stuff in your purse than you're saying.
I don't want to go get it and prove it to you, but I will.
Like, the thing is, like, there's usually so much stuff in there. My wife keeps her, like, whole life in that purse, and she's like, yeah, get the eyeliner. First of all, I don't really know what eyeliner looks like.
Okay.
So there's strike one. And also, there's so much stuff. And you don't want to, like, rifle through it because you don't want to break stuff in there. But also, like, there are usually, your purse might be the exception to the rule, I don't know, there are usually, like, seven different zippers in there. And you're looking through all of them and you can't find anything. And then you break something and your wife gets mad. And it's like, I can't stop asking, please, because we're not going to find it. You're going to get mad at us. We're going to feel bad about the whole situation. We're going to go cry in the basement for a while.
It's the same as that freezer blindness thing, right? Where it's like, hey, can you go get the pork chops from the deep freeze?
Yeah, exactly.
From the basement. Where are they? I can't find any pork chops. Literally. Do I need to come down there and find them? Yes. Bump, bump, bump down the stairs, open the deep freeze. Here are the pork chops. Could have just done it myself.
You know what? We suck at looking for things, okay? That's our one flaw.
One?
We have many. I'm just kidding. A big reason why I'm very diligent with where I'm going right now because of the whole COVID thing is because I don't want to explain to my family how I got COVID, like, if that happens.
Okay.
I don't want to have that awkward conversation with friends and family, like, yeah, the Colts were playing and I really wanted to go to BP's for it. So I'm just going to read you this headline here and I'm going to try and get through it without laughing. 15 people test positive for COVID after attending a birthday party for a cat. Now, that's worst case scenario for me because I could not look someone in the eye and explain to them that the reason I got COVID is because I just had to go to this cat birthday.
What if you were just like, yeah, I went to a party for a cat. Just leave the cat part out.
This happened in Chile, by the way, 15 people. And when people started to come into the doctor's office and explain, the doctors thought they were joking or trying to cover something else up. Like, okay, tell us what you were really doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, how many rules exactly were you breaking if you're using cat birthday as a cover up? But no, it was real because people kept coming in and they're like, yeah, I went to this cat birthday.
It was epic. Again, oh my God.
Like, super serious situation in the world. This COVID-19 thing, very serious. But a cat birthday? That's what you're going to risk it all for?
I can't hug my grandmas and you're going to a cat birthday.
Like, cats have 9 lives, okay? They're going to have a lot of birthdays. Go to the next one. Like, a cat birthday is why you risked it all.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom having that conversation with my dad. You know how mad my dad would be at
me? No, not mad, just disappointed.
Oh, that's even worse.
Confused lyrics.
Okay, first one is from Sean, S-E-A-N. have to clarify because there's like six different ways to spell it. Def Leppard, Rock of Ages. Sean hears Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages. Still a rolling beefaroni.
That's good. Can I just ask?
Sure.
I know two ways to spell Sean. What are the other four?
Okay, I was exaggerating, but there's S-E-A-N, S-H-A-W-N, S-H-A-U-N.
Oh, I forgot about the U. I was thinking there was only two. There are three. You're right. Circle gets the square.
Anyway, beefaroni. Do you every once in a while have like a craving for just some garbage Chef Boyardee?
No, that's just my life. I eat it on a weekly basis. Like those little, I'm that person.
Those little raviolis, that taste just sticks out in my brain, and every once in a while I just could go for a can. Anyway,
you can't crave it when you eat it all the time.
That's true. The actual lyrics, sorry. Rock of Ages, still a rollin', rockin' rollin'.
This next one is from Grace. Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. You would give me this one.
Spell it out, Clayton.
Grace hears Tura, Lura, Tura, Lurai, A. I'm going to hump this chimp forever. Right.
To quote you, Clayton, you do you.
Yeah. The actual lyrics, do I have to do it again?
Yes.
Tura, Lura, Tura, Lurai, A. Eileen, I'll hum this tune forever. Behind the scenes here at Cruise, Stacy organizes who says which Cruise Confused lyric, and she gave me that one today. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Just giving yourself the easy ones like this one.
This is fun. Daniel sent this one in. Spin Doctors, Two Princes. He hears, I know what a prison lover ought to be.
For the second time in a row, you do you.
Oh, I guess, right? I was going to say caring and compassionate.
Sure. What are the actual lyrics, Stacey?
The actual lyrics. I was going to say something else, and then I was like, you know what? It's a family show.
Yeah.
I won't. I know what a prince and lover ought to be. There is a website, it's Craigslist, and I know it's not necessarily hugely popular here in Saskatoon, but they have a section about missed connections, and you can clearly post a missed connection anywhere. I saw this one on USASK Confessions on Facebook, and these missed connections, I love them. For some reason, I find them so interesting that these people are so enamored with someone, interested in somebody, fascinated, whatever, that they go online, post a message in hopes that that other person sees it. That's what they basically are for.
Do you ever wish that you get one of these missed connections? Like, is that secretly why you go on the missed connections? Because you're like, oh, I hope someone wrote something about me.
I don't know, because I would have to say, like, 9 times out of 10, they're very weird. The people, you know, who are like, you know, get in touch with me. I'd like to go for a coffee.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was one that I saw, and it was on, like I said, USASK on Facebook. And it says, the lady with the dirty blonde hair, I'm guessing in her 40s, who works at Lakeview Pharmacy, Clayton.
Nice.
Is a total fox. I'm a bit younger than her, but I think she's a total babe. Sometimes I go in there to buy things I don't need just so I can see her. Emoji with the heart eyes.
I know exactly who this random person is talking about. I go to Lakeview Pharmacy like 3-4 times a week. It's my go-to corner store. I know exactly who this guy's talking about. Like,
that's so funny.
I love how he goes there to buy stuff he doesn't need.
That's really cute. And see, that's sweet.
Is it cute or is it creepy?
I know nothing about this person,
yeah.
Either one of them. I'm completely basing it on like an impression on the internet. I feel like it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I find interesting about these is, first of all, let's say it was the woman, the fox, saw this.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people who see these, are they flattered? Are they creeped out? Are they interested? Do they respond? I would love to know the stats on them. For instance, what if she's like, in her 40s, hi, I'm 32.
Oh, because he assumed the age. Yeah. Well, she's probably so offended that he even said something like that. Hey,
I don't know.
I can speak from experience here, Stacey. I've had one of these posts about me before.
Excuse me?
I had a You Sask Admirer post, or Kijiji one. I can't remember, but it was something. They're like, oh, this radio guy, Clayton, I love his voice. I want to go and eat poutine with you. And then maybe, and this is the weird part, she wanted to eat poutine off me. Like, I forget the exact wording. Yeah, but she was like, let's go for poutine, and then maybe I'll eat poutine off of you. And yes, I was a little creeped out. But most of the time when people comment on us, it's about how much we suck. So I was actually kind of flattered that someone wanted to eat poutine off of me.
Saskatchewan was one of the coldest places in the world yesterday, which, I don't know, I feel like it's something we need to be rewarded for or, I don't know, acknowledged about.
It happens every year.
It does. Of course, the place that's always colder than us is Russia. They were like minus 58 or something. Whatever.
Classic Russia stealing our thunder.
Yeah. But despite the fact that it's so incredibly cold out, I love it when every once in a while you still get a smell of like somebody barbecuing.
Oh, yeah.
In the cold. Something about the cold air makes things smell differently.
Right?
Like walking outside and smelling a barbecue in the summertime, it just hits your nostrils differently.
Same with hearing stuff. Do you find that you can hear things a lot clearer when it's cold outside?
Yes.
Like, I live kind of by the Sutherland train yards there. I can barely hear the trains in the summer.
Right.
But in the winter, it's like they're my next door neighbor.
Sound travels slower through hot air. I think that's what we can base this on, right?
Bill Nye, the science guy over there. Awesome.
And then also, too, I think it has to do with something of the snow. It's like an insulator for noise. That's maybe what else it is.
I love how we're just assuming all of these scientific things. Yeah, that's probably it.
Making up science here
on
Cruise.
We could look it up, but nah, let's just assume, right? Let's just assume. For the first time ever, I chickened out and didn't barbecue in the winter. It was too cold for me yesterday. Yeah. I've never done that before. I've always pride myself on being that outdoor barbecue guy, making all my neighbors jealous because they can smell it and I know it. I chickened out yesterday.
Of all the days to chicken out, I feel like that's a pass. You're okay.
Still feel like a coward, though. Feel like I let all my winter grilling buddies down.
It also takes a lot longer to barbecue in the winter because it's so cold. It takes forever for the barbecue to heat up.
But that's usually a plus.
You're saving propane.
But the more time you barbecue, the more beers you can have, which is half the fun of barbecuing.
Oh, I forgot.
Can't drink beers outside when it's minus 40. Get stuck to your face. 'Tis the season for people plugging in their cars and then in the morning forgetting that they plugged in their cars and driving away with the extension cord. Instead of the traffic report, we have here on Cruise Mornings the extension cord report. What is it looking like out there, Stacey?
We're getting a few texts, 938-0963. We've got a baby blue shorty at 1st and 21st.
Ooh.
You're also going to want to avoid Circle Drive in Attridge. There's a 10-footer. Cross both lanes.
Oh, boy.
It's nasty.
Now, is that an orange cord or a blue cord?
No color on that one. I'm going to assume it's orange.
Okay. Oh, good call. Good call. On the east side of town, McKercher and 8th, we've got not one, not two, but three cords in one intersection, all different colors. Yellow, orange, and blue. We got the trifecta, so we would say avoid 8th and McKercher, but people are just driving over the cords anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly right. That's not a big deal.
Exactly. Speaking of the train on Idlewild, also on Idlewild, we got two more 7-foot cords kind of, well, not causing issues at all because people are just driving over them, but they're there as well.
This is a rarity. Two yellow cords entangled in an embrace, 22nd and P, so you might want to avoid that situation.
A couple cords just hugging it out. That's so adorable.
They're lovely.
Highway 11, you're going to want to watch out. Reports of some cords in the ditch as well. So heads up for that. This is the stupidest thing we have ever done.
No, it isn't. There's more.
Top five at least. Top 10. The extension cord report instead of the traffic reports. If this isn't the stupidest thing we've done, then we have a huge problem on our hands. You're minding your own business at work. All of a sudden, people start passing around a card. It's a birthday card, happy retirement card, some kind of celebration card. Do you ever panic about what to write in the card as it's going around the office?
I don't necessarily panic, but I do hold, because usually the person bringing it around drops it on your desk and they kind of stand there.
Mm-hmm.
making small talk, thinking you're going to like do your thing and they can take it and go. But I'm always like, yeah, just leave it with me. Mm-hmm. I need some time. I can't just write something. I have to sit there, see what other people have written. And if I want to like, you know, oh, they took what I was going to say, I have to think about it for sure.
The office administrator always puts pressure on you to finish what you're writing quickly. Hey, they're like, okay, hurry it up. Lots of people in this office. Got to get to a lot of people here. The office administrator, they're always there just watching you like a hawk. Like, do you remember in elementary school when you would read a book out loud so each kid would get a paragraph?
Mm-hmm.
And you would count the kids. You'd be like, okay, seven kids yep. until it's my turn. And you would count out which paragraph you have.
Yes.
That's what I do when the card's going around. It's like, okay, I'm up in five people. I got to think of something funny to write because people think I'm the funny guy at the office here.
Right.
So pressure's on. When you're the office clown or something like that, people are expecting it to be good. So you're like, okay.
That's why you just sign your name and they'll be like, whoa, that's crazy.
I wish that I could just be that person in the card. Just happy birthday, love ya, see you later.
Yeah.
I did that once and the person was like, oh, I thought you were going to write a joke. Well, sorry for ruining your birthday. Sorry for saying I love you. How dare I, right? It's like, what kind of person are you in that card?
I always want to try and say something funny.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes me so long to think of something because, like, I don't just have something hilarious yeah. right ready to go.
There are a bunch of different people when it comes to the office birthday card. There's the person who writes, like, a novel. Mm-hmm. Like, half the card, it's theirs. And it's like, oh, cool. I guess you wrote this super long, too much information story that we can all read now. Thanks, Gladys. There's the person who uses, like, font 48. Like, it's only two yes. sentences, but they take up the whole card, and you got to write on the little corner.
Or, like, really fancy handwriting, like, mm-hmm. cursive. Come on.
And there's the offensive comment person, the person who takes it a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
There's the person who also always likes to joke about how old you're getting.
Yes.
Don't be that person.
And then there's the person who just signs their name. And yeah. sometimes I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to start doing that. Just
what,
a name.
What if you don't know the person? Like, what if you're new, you're 3 months in, and the person's, like, leaving or something like that, or you've never met them before? Do you still sign the card, even though you've never met them?
You just don't go all heartfelt and weird, because you don't really know them.
I think that would be hilarious, if you don't know the person, just like, oh, Tim, Dale. I'll never forget the memories we had. I'll cherish them forever. That person is going to be like, who is Stacy? What?
Stacy and Clayton, weekday mornings, 6 to 10, on Cruise.